got to find the right song to start this episode. I mean, this is an important episode. I want to make sure I find the right song. Okay, well, let's try the regular one. No, that's not the one. Let's try the sad version. No, that's not right. What if we go outside the box here? What if we try, you know, REM has some good songs. Let's try a couple REM songs.
Cause everybody hurts. Take comfort in your friends.
I guess that's close, but it's a little heavy, so I don't know. Let's try this one.
The world is collapsing around our ears. I turned up the radio, but I can't hear it.
Okay, no, that might be a little too on the nose. Okay, one more try with the REM stuff.
That's me in the corner.
Well, nope, not that one, nope. hey, okay, what's this file? This one says carnivore theology. Let's try this one.
More bacon than the pan.
Do the bacon boogie.
What's that you say?
Do the bacon.
Oh, forgot about that one. I'm going to delete that right now. But what song? Oh, I've got it. This one.
So, is it my turn to mess something up?
Yeah, now screw up the video. 45 tries!
We've done this
100 times, we've still gotten it wrong every time, and now we're trying to close it off, we don't even want to be here, and we're screwing it up.
Yeah, we're screwing it up. We're good at that.
We don't want to be here because we're all fighting and none of us like
flipping
each other
nonsense.
Anymore.
Yeah. You and your high and mighty coming down all the time. Blah, blah, I know the Bible. Blah, blah, some story about some law from 200 years ago that nobody gives a flipping rip about that somehow is supposed to apply to. I'm so glad we're done.
Well, I was going to say, Scarborough Theology, we have an announcement to go, but I think Al might have let that cat out of the bag and then stepped on the cat.
That's right. Finally! Been holding this in for 105 episodes.
We're sort of like the Backstreet Boys. We've had a good run, we continue to look good, and we continue.
There's a fat one.
Few exceptions.
Come on, man. Tony, what's his name? Tony Fatone or something like that? He's actually a large dude.
It's not 66.6% of the band's not fat, though.
No. Technically, actually, together, we're 80% of carnivore theology.
We're at a stage in our podcasting careers where we think it's important to take some time off and to work on some solo projects and to spend more time with family. What else do the great band say?
Oh, they want to explore some creative options that they can't do with...
We want to explore some creative options that we can't do with Steve. He's always holding us back.
We want to concentrate on ourselves for a little while and take a break from touring. Mm-hmm. Also, Steve's
been
going
doing
to
a
rehab,
lot of touring.
So that's.
No. You're supposed to say he's taking time for himself.
Oh, that's what it is? Okay, yeah.
Oh, Steve's taking time for himself at the Betty Ford Clinic. Oh,
really? You guys are paying for the Betty Ford? I thought you guys were just going to dump me off at the YMCA.
We love you. We'll give you the best care that someone else's money can provide.
until that check bounces, you're going to be
$30 we had left. Okay, so essentially what the deal is here is that we have, this is the long way of saying, you know what, we love you guys, we love you listeners, we are taking a break. We tried, we pushed, we tried to make it happen this year. We tried to schedule things, we tried to push together. Chad, his life is nuts in an amazing way. My life got nuts in a little less amazing way, but we couldn't figure that out. Steve got sick. Steve was working on it, and then his life got complicated. So we tried to make a bunch of episodes, but we don't want to just keep you guys hanging out and waiting for something. We want to tell you that Carnivore Theology is done for now. It's not going to happen for a little while.
Yeah. It's on hiatus. So it's taking a nap. Don't
just push. It's on stop for now, but the cassette is still in there.
The Facebook page has been shut down. Your podcast app is probably no longer happy with Carnivore Theology. It's probably not taking updates. So just thank you guys for listening. Mm-hmm. Really appreciate that. I want to say personally from my side, and then I'll let the other guys say it, Carnivore Theology has been a huge part of my life. Being able to hang out with you guys has been awesome. Being able to take care of or having you guys take care of me in such an amazing way, online, offline, through the podcast, has been a joy. To be able to see listeners and get feedback from listeners and during the really good times when lots of people were listening was amazing and such a good feeling. I feel like God has been blessed by this and that he has blessed us to do it. So thanks, you guys. What do you guys have to say?
Well, I'll talk before Chad because he obviously needs more time to think than I do. The Carnivore Theology, the best part about it was hanging out with two of my really good friends from the past. The second benefit was it got me studying the Bible more. I wanted to not sound like a complete fool on every podcast. And it helped me dive into the Bible, do some more research. And I really enjoyed the most questions from you, the listener, digging into those and debating back and forth, how we're going to approach this, how we're going to handle this, how we're going to present this well. And that was one of the most fun parts of the podcast. And,
you know, more importantly, what sound effects are we going to use?
Yes. And, you know, and I do enjoy sitting back and watching Chad take Al apart one piece of pride at a time.
Moment by moment.
Yeah. And just watch that. It's like watching some famous artist. I'm trying to think of a famous artist. Picasso. You know, working on something. You know, it's amazing. Just time taking him apart.
I'm gonna go with Michelangelo's David on this one, as he's chipping off large chunks of what isn't David, and that's exactly what Chad's been trying to do with me for 4 years now. Is just knock off huge lumps of me, my personality, my flaws, anything that doesn't look like him. Really, Michelangelo's Chad.
Make something beautiful out of them.
What do you got to say, Chad?
Well, that put a lot of pressure on me to come up with something clever, witty, or interesting, and I'm neither of those.
You haven't so far. I mean, why start now?
Yeah.
Just bring up some piece of history about something boring. And,
yeah, that's right. Why don't you try to make this about Athanasius somehow? Just see if you can do it.
Well, interestingly enough, Athanasius was spending his time being supported by his church community in Alexandria, and when the Arian controversy kind of restored itself and raised its ugly head, he had to flee into the wilderness for a time and spend some time going between some desert monastic areas. And there he actually wrote some of his finest works, which are why we know him. And so in many ways, this is an opportunity for us to go into the desert and, like Athanasius, to work on some of our finest things. And, Al, for example, has, and I don't know if we're like doing something formal on this, but whatever, but Al, for example, has started a new podcast that is getting into kind of dealing with current events and things that are going on online. And that was pretty cool. I listened in, and I think there's going to be some very helpful things coming in there. And so I started a blog, and you can access that at chadwgraham.com. And I don't know if it'll be any good because right now it's just my basic thoughts on a few things, but I found it interesting. And Steve is living on the island. And so all of us are in this.
And Steve is not doing much, I guess.
Steve lives on an island and he turns wood and tries to avoid the peyote salesman. That's what he does.
Actually, to be fair, the turning wood is really nice.
It really is.
I've got this great pen now, which I'll be using for a while. I actually didn't use it because I was worried about it running out of ink, but then Steve told me I could replace the ink.
Yeah. All right.
Fireman. I started using the pen. Except it had this like little cap thing on the ball on the end. I couldn't figure out how to get it off. So I just kept scratching it.
Fingernails.
Long story short, Chad broke his pen, and you're going to need to make him another one.
Anyway, the pen itself is fine, but I needed to get a new thingamajigger.
Thingamajigger. Okay, very descriptive.
All right. You know what? And okay. That's it. We don't want to keep this one late, and we'll keep it short. Thank you guys for listening. It's been awesome. Steve and Chad, thank you for being my friends. Thank you for doing Carnivore Theology with me, and I'm sure we'll bump into each other again sometime together, and maybe we'll even come up with another episode or two, but right now, we're on hiatus.
Don't bother liking and sharing us on Facebook. Don't bother recommending us to your friends. Don't use the SpeakPipe page. Because we're not looking.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, don't go to the Facebook page. It's closed down. We're not even listening anymore. Yeah, close us out. Yeah, close us out, Steve. See how you do.
Oh, my brain's some dendrites and neurons are going, thank you for listening for Carnivore Theology. I can't remember the rest.
Go ahead. If you didn't care, that's why we're done. You know, it's all the listeners' fault.
Like 3 months. I always had it on the other screen. I quickly read it and go, okay.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you. Keep us in your prayers. That's it. The end.
Keep your eyes on the cross.
Yeah,
that's the very end.
And connect with your local biblical church.
Darn right.
That is.
Listen to your pastors. Crying out loud.
Especially if they're good ones.
Unless your pastor's named Al.
Unless it's this Al.
Anyways, God bless.
See you later, guys.
Arroso.
All right, hit stop.
Stop. And stop.